The countdown to the national draft over the next couple of nights. So the first round to be named tonight and then the rest in tomorrow. Dwayne Russell and Nick Del Santo on your radio tonight with a live coverage. Andy Marr's got Josh Jenkins and Paddy Dangerfield to set it all up for you in Drive from Three. So once the names are read out tonight and professional life starts for these young men who are taken in the national draft, what happens next? When do they start to reveal themselves? When do they sort out an order separate to the numbers that they're taken at over the next couple of nights? When do premierships start to be won? When do best and fairests accumulate, or Brownlow votes, or all Australians along the way? And for every Sam Walsh who's the top of his class at pick one, there's a Dane Rampey who was taken at rookie pick 37 who continues to lord over the group that he was taken with. So who's top of the class from the drafts of the past 10 years? And we have been discussing how quickly an impact can be made. So Cyril Rioli, first year out, vital part of a Hawthorn premiership. Joel Selwood, who's as good a poster boy for it as there would be, with a rising star and a driving force. Jaden Stevenson, who's a critical part of Collingwood's run to the runner-up mantle in 2018. Callum Mills, who saw a grand final in his first year, and Liam Ryan, the same. So how quickly can it happen for some of these players? Our draft segments throughout the day are for Tyre Power, your number one pick for tyre safety. Peter Blucher keeps the most wonderful document that I love tapping into at this time of year. Pete, great to have you back on the program.
Jared, how are you, buddy?
I'm very well. There's a certain excitement that goes with today, isn't there? It's the great day of footy hope.
It is. And every time you look back at it, you do see how, you know, one good draft can shape a footy club or make an extraordinary career very quickly. I was just thinking, like a Jake Bowie last year. I mean, he was drafted pick 21 in the draft and hasn't played till round 20. And next thing you know, he's a premiership player.
And he sits there in the premiership category of what you've done. So let's work backwards, Pete. Let's start with a 2020 draft. You've divided this up into great categories. So games played, possessions accumulated, Brownlow votes, when the All-Australians start to roll in, premierships, and a key measure at your own club, a top three in the best and fairest. So who tops the class from last year's draft so far in the games played?
Well, in games played, it's the two Essendon boys, Cox and Perkins, who were taken at pick 8 and 9. Cox played every game. Perkins just missed 121. So, yeah, interesting. And the Dogs had two supplementary player selections who rank in the top three. Anthony Scott and Lachie McNeil are both in the top 15 for games as well. So they've got two sort of gems outside the mainstream draft. But Cox, Perkins and Scott, James Rowe and Errol Golden were the top five in games. Golden the only one to figure in the Brownlow votes. Golden the leading possession winner from Cox, Rowe and Perkins. And of course, the Bowie story. But I still think that Sydney might have the best hand here because they've got Logan McDonald, Braden Campbell and Errol Golden. Picks 4, 5 and 32, who are going to be very, very, very good.
And 32 is, if you're in the run, you'd have Golden at the top of that class in what you've just identified. He went pick 32.
Yeah. So absolute steal for the Swannies in that one for sure. So and Damara Ugle-Hagan, of course, was picked one. He was the third, if this makes sense, the third last or third latest number one pick to debut when he came in late in the season. It's automatic round one, round two, round three these days.
Yep.
He was very late in the year. So, but I don't think we write him off either. He's still going to be a good player.
We've got a bit more to work with from 2019. So after a couple of seasons in the system, who's played the most games from the 2019 draft?
Well, remember during the draft, Melbourne traded up to get Cozzy Pickett at pick 12, and he's played most games. He's played 39 games. To show the way, and of course, is a premiership player. So he, I guess in a statistical sense, he's the one that's done what everyone set out to do. But there's a couple of pretty handy players just behind him in the games order. Noah Anderson has played 37 to sit second, and Caleb Sarong third at 36. That they're all over the top of everything, really. Sarong third in games, first in possessions, Anderson second in both. Of course, it was the Matt Rowe draft, and we still hope to see him back. And he still leads he's only played a handful of games, but he still leads the vote count, the Brownlow vote count for his year with 9 votes. You've got them all 3 games.
So Rowell's got the 9, Anderson's got 8 Brownlow votes, Sarong and Tom Green have 6 each. And out of that draft, there are 3 Melbourne Premiership players.
Yeah, Jackson Pickett and Trent Rivers. So, once again, it just shows how quickly how a good draft can be so good for you.
In the run, who do you reckon is top of the class for 2019 in that setup?
In terms of what they've done, Sarong and Anderson are the two that have probably been statistically the best players. I like Sarong. I think he's going to be a superstar.
And he went pick 8 in that draft.
Pick 8, yeah.
2018, so Sam Walsh goes 1. I think in most of our measures he's going to be top of class here. Games played, though, who sits at the top?
Well, it's interesting. There are 3 players from the draft of 18 who haven't missed a game. And Sam Walsh sits 3rd on the list because he hasn't played any finals. Of course, top of the class is Bailey Smith. He's played 67 straight. He was pick 7, so probably what you'd expect. But the surprise packet's been the pick 3 in the rookie draft, Cal Wilkie at St Kilda. He's played 63 straight, including 2 finals. As I said, Walsh, 61. Jack Lukosha, 60. Connor Rosie, 59. And Tom Atkins, rookie pick 11, is next at 57 games. So a bit of a spread of where the good talent is coming from.
It's great picking in the rookie draft, isn't it, to get so much service out of Wilkie and Atkins so quickly.
Yeah, my word. But even it's like equal 14th on the games played is John Noble, who was a mid-season rookie draft pickup. Missed out completely first time round. So it just shows that you don't have to be picked up today to end up becoming a good AFL player. He's played 44 games coming in late, but it's the Walsh draft. He leads in possessions. He's the only All-Australian out of this team. He's the only BNF winner. He's won 1 and finished 2nd and 4th in his other 2 years, which is just astonishing. He's had 44 Brownlow votes. Bailey Smith's next with 15, and after that, no one else has more than 5, which is just quite an extraordinary extraordinary performance from a guy who's going to be one of the very, very best.
It is worth emphasising that point. 44 Brownlow votes, Bailey Smith 15, and then the next best 5. The possessions, 1,559 for Walsh and 1,401 for Bailey Smith, and none other beyond 1,000. All Australian Walsh, 2 top 3 best and fairest, including the title. Who are the premiership players out of that draft so far, Pete?
Well, we've had Marlon Pickett was of course, he's played in 2. Who was, once again, he was the pick before John Noble. Excuse me. So he's played 2. He's played 2 flags. And then Melbourne got 2 more. Sparrow and James Jordan from this year's team were picked 27 and picked 33.
Yep. So Sam Walsh is the best in class in the run in 2018. 2017, now the most games played, picks 24, 31 and rookie pick 22. So it's far and wide from the 2017 draft.
Oh, it is indeed. And it shows why West Coast were so desperate to get him back and why Geelong were keen to hang on to him for an extra year. Excuse me. Tim Kelly has played 85 games since he came into the league. He leads the group in possessions. He's the only All-Australian and he's the only BNF winner as well. Excuse me. So he's been a great pickup. But Bailey Fritch at 31, you'd be very, very happy to have got him. And rookie pick 22, Brody Majacek, you'd be more than happy with him as well. He's played 79 games.
Premiership players are starting to accumulate out of this draft.
They are indeed. Liam Baker and Noah Bolter, and there's a typo in that thing I've sent you there. I don't know why he's in. Oh, yes, he is. Sorry, Liam Ryan at West Coast. He's in there as well. And then the 3 from Melbourne last year, Fritz Spargo and Petty. Liam Baker, a 2-time premiership player, rookie pick 18, value plus.
That's an excellent spread, isn't it? Premierships, rookie pick 18, pick 26, 25, 31, 29 and 37. So building pieces beyond the first rounder and even as far as the rookie draft. As you mentioned, Tim Kelly with a big gap in possessions over the field in his year, 1976, then Andrew Brayshaw and James Warple. And the Brownlow votes is probably where it fully fleshes out. So pick 24, Tim Kelly, 58 Brownlow votes so far. Andrew Brayshaw, pick 2, 20 votes. And then it goes to Warple, pick 45. And Aaron Norton, pick 9, with 10 votes apiece. So Tim Kelly is the best in show out of the 2017 draft thus far. But the premierships have come far and wide from there. Let's go to the 2016 draft, where it is a late pick who's always shown the way in this draft, and he's just been joined by a higher pick out of the Lions. How are they faring from the 2016 crop?
Yeah, well, Stephen Wells was a genius to get Kelly in 17. He did it again 12 months earlier in 16 when he picked Tom Stewart at pick 40. He's played 106 games since then, equal with Hugh McCluggage. excuse me, Jared. He's had 3 All-Australians. He's a best of first winner. He's 3rd in possessions for this count behind Taranto and McCluggage. So he's been a superstar. And another Stephen Wells pickup, Jack Henry, rookie pick 16, was 2nd in their best and fairest count this year. He sits about 10th on the games list, played 90 as well. So Taranto and McCluggage, who was picks 2 and pick 3, right up there statistically. Andrew McCart, not far back, he was pick 1. I think these 3 guys were always the standout in everyone's opinion during the year, and they lived up to expectations. McGrath just missed a little footy with injury. Timken's been a real bonus, but he was pick 7 at North, BNF winner there. I guess the interesting one, or one of the interesting ones, Sam Petrescu-Seaton, pick 6. He's 6th for games at 94. He's 10th in possessions, and he's out. So he's West Coast potentially have picked up a very, very talented player, and if they can turn him around, that could be a real coup.
And Rowan Marshall features in a couple of the categories here, including top 3 best and fairest finishes, and he's relatively high up in the Brownlow votes, and he's a rookie pick.
Yeah, rookie pick, Ken. And we all know just how important he's been, has been and will be to St Kilda for sure. So another gem late in the draft. In fact, the Brownlow votes are interesting. Taranto and McCluggage, 27 and 20, lead the way. But after that, it's rookie pick 10, Marshall. Shai Bolton, 29. Tom Stewart, 40. Luke Ryan, 66. Brendan Parker, 26. So some lower picks are doing very, very well in the middle.
And in fact, when you take the All-Australian measure, Tom Stewart with 3 All-Australians and Luke Ryan with 1, so that's pick 40 and pick 66. And in terms of premierships, there are 4 players and 6 premierships so far out of this draft.
Well, Jack Graham and Shai Bolton. Jack Graham, another bargain pick, 2-time premiership player at 53. Shai Bolton at 29, got 2 flags. The interesting 2 are the West Coast ones, aren't they, from 2018. Daniel Venables, who's retired so tragically, so sadly early on through to head knocks, was pick 13. And a guy we haven't seen for quite some time, hope to see next year, Willie Rioli, was pick 52.
So that's the 2016 draft where, yes, Taranto and McCluggage picks 2 and 3, and Tom Stewart pick 40, and Rowan Marshall, rookie draft number 10, are showing the way as the best in class. So that's the past 5 years. We'll delve with even deeper statistical build-up so far. Top 3 in the best and fairest, Brownlow votes, All-Australian premierships. What's in a draft with Peter Blucher? This is our draft segment for Tyre Power. Drafts 3 tyres, get your 4th free on Falcon Passenger Tyres. What's in a draft? When does it start to reveal itself? And who's the top of the class in each draft of the past 10 years? For Tyre Power, your number one pick for tyre safety in the theme of the day ahead of SEN's broadcast tonight with Dwayne and Nick Del Santo of the draft, and Andy Marr, Josh Jenkins and Patrick Dangerfield will set you up particularly in drive for what's to come. Peter Blucher keeps these files. We're working our way back. 2015, Pete, this is the Clayton Oliver draft. He's going to be the defining figure of it at 4. But who has played the most games so far?
Well, I reckon if you didn't know, you could have 100 picks and probably not get it right. But it was the guy who was rookie pick 22 with Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woodies. Played 126 games. When he's been available, he hasn't missed. which is really quite extraordinary. Missed, you know, obviously missed a few games of late, a little bit, but he's been a real bolter, 126 games.
Clayton Oliver, the categories that he's starting to dominate, and maybe, I don't know, is the best measure of the Brown, though?
Well, if it is, it's very clear. Clayton Oliver, 85 votes shows the way. Parrish, 28. Dunkley, 26. And the Hopper, 20, the only three to reach 20. So he's miles ahead. He dominates everything. Most possessions by 1,200, so by about 48%, which is astonishing. Oliver, 3,518. Tom Phillips, interesting, 2,369 is second on the list, pick 58. He's a two-time best of first and ran second once, made the possessions, premiership player, All-Australian. He's just the super standout star. But there's a couple of bonus picks. Tommy Papley, rookie pick 14, is third for games, and right up there, he's an All-Australian as well. Dan Houston was at Port Adelaide, rookie pick 45, another of the 13 who played 100 games. Is a very, very good. And Sam Collins, who was originally drafted to Frio at 55, now, of course, such a key pillar at the Gold Coast. As I said, originally went to Frio at pick 55 in this draft.
The top three best and fairest finishes is incomplete because Clayton Oliver will do it again, but he's done it three times. Jacob Wiedering, Blake Hardwick, and Jacob Hopper have done it twice. Who are the premiership players? There's five of them out of this draft so far, Pete.
Yeah, and doesn't this tell you how Melbourne put this group together? Although two of the five didn't start at Melbourne, but they had Petracca at two, Brayshaw at three, and then Neil Bullen at 40 with a three Melbourne draft pick. But we had Jake Lever pick 14 originally to Adelaide, and then we had Ed Langan pick 54 to Fremantle. So virtually a quarter of a side or 20% of the side come from one draft, which as I said, gives hope to clubs that you can get it right. And I'm sure Carlton are thinking the same thing at the moment, because in this draft, they had Wiedering at 1, Harry Mackay at 10, Charlie Curnow at 12. So that's a chance to really set them up under Michael Voss moving forward. And, of course, Silvani was a father-son pick in the 50s in the same draft. So one good draft can really turn things around for you very, very quickly.
So the best in class 2015 is Clayton Oliver by a space. 2014, and again, it's what wide picks that top the games telly here.
They do indeed. It's probably the Tuke Miller draft, really, isn't it? Yeah. He's picked 29. He's played most games, equal with Braden Maynard at 138. He leads the draft class in possessions, which is interesting because he's the three he's ahead of, Caleb Daniel, Christopher Tucker, and Jack Steele, which is ball magnets. But he just keeps on getting it. There's Tuke Miller, who's been just a steal.
So Miller, Maynard at 30, Harris Andrews at 61, Caleb Daniel at 46, Adam Assad, rookie pick 25, Isaac Heaney, 18, Kane Lambert, rookie pick 46. So the top seven in terms of service, Heaney would have been first round, but the rest are well beyond that. The Brownlow votes and the best and fairests here, so this is where it really turns for St Kilda and Jack Steele.
Yeah, he's 51 Brownlow votes this year from the 2014 draft, leads the way from Petracca, 48. But Petracca, I mean, it's a little misleading because he started a year late, didn't he? He didn't play the first year at all. So he's got 48 votes still. Isaac Henry, 37. DeGoey is an interesting one for a lot of people at this time of year, 35 votes. Tuke Miller, 31. Kane Lambert, 27. So a good spread for sure. Harris Andrews, the only... one of two All-Australians twice, Andrews and Petracca. So Andrews picked 61, Petracca picked 2 is a contrast. Darcy Moore picked 9 is still going to be a very good player when he gets himself fully fit.
Yeah, that All-Australian list, Harris Andrews, 61, Christian Petracca at 2, Jack Steele, 25, Darcy Moore at 9, Tuk Miller, 29, Caleb Daniel, 46, Bailey Dale, 45, and Jake Lever, 14 in terms of the picks that they've been, and they've all been All-Australians so far. Let's go back to 2013. This is the draft of Marcus Bontempelli at 4, and he's starting to spread eagle them on a few fronts, and he does lead the games, telly.
He leads everything in this one, mate, for sure. The Bont, most games, 171 from Zach Merritt, 165, Josh Pelly, 155, and rookie pick seven. Charlie Cameron is the only other one at 151. The Bont has most games. He has most best and fairest by the length of the straight. Four. He's won four best and fairest and finished top three seven times, which is quite astronomical, really. He's second in possessions behind Zach Merritt. He's won a flag, four-time All-Australian, and the Brownlow votes, 130 Brownlow votes from Zach Merritt, 94. Patrick Cripps, you know, in any other draft, so Cripps is a superstar, but he's down the pecking order in that space. He's got 90 votes. Josh Kelly, 67, and then it falls away. So it's no doubt it is the Bontempelli draft.
Four All-Australians at pick four. Patrick Cripps, two All-Australians at pick 13. Zach Merritt, two All-Australians at 26. Josh Kelly, one All-Australian at pick two. Charlie Cameron, an All-Australian at rookie seven. Matt Crouch, an All-Australian at pick 23. Darcy Byrne-Jones, an All-Australian at 52. And Alia, an All-Australian at pick 44. So Bontempelli, best in show from 2013. The 2012 draft, this is my favourite one, I think. Rookie pick 37, most games, Dane Rampey.
Sydney did all right this year. Not only did they get Rampy rookie pick 37, but Jake Lloyd, dual best and first winner, rookie pick 16, is fourth in the games list. So it just shows you don't have to go in the first round. I'll keep saying that, but they've been astronomical. And it squeezed in between Rampy and Lloyd on the games list. That's just two ball magnets. Jack McRae is second at 185 games. Wines, Brownlow medalist, is third at 182. So it's a real mix at the top of the order. Then people like Boston and Grundy and then Whitfield are the next three for games. So it's a mix of a couple of rookies and then three or four first-round picks.
The best and fairest measure is a good one in this draft too.
It is indeed. Well, and it's an interesting one in that Jack Viney has had most top three best and fairest finishes with five. He's only won it once, but he's had five top three finishes. Jake Lloyd, four, including two wins. Jack McRae has four, but without winning it. And then Ollie Wines, three top three finishes, but this year, was the first time he's won it.
The Quinella for Brownlow votes will remain, I think, for as they run their course. Ollie Wines, 107, and Jack McRae, 95, pick 7 and pick 6 from that year. And I know they were linked at the time as Port Adelaide working out which one to, or the Bulldogs, it was, who were working out which one to take. So the last of our 10 years is 2011. Pete, who's played the most games from the 2011 draft thus far?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a surprise too. Pick 15 back in 2011 was Brandon Ellis at Richmond, and he's played 210 games to lead the list. But probably the story out of this draft is another one that Gold Coast gave away. Of course, they had first rights to Dane Zorko as a Gold Coast kid. He'd been four times best and fairest winner at Broadbeach. He'd been overlooked in four drafts. Suns had territorial zoning rights to him. They did a medical on him and decided he wouldn't last. And he's played 208 games since then for the team up the road. So he's a five-time best and fairest winner. He's an All-Australian. He's been the steal of this draft, unquestionably.
And buried in here is Lachie Neal, who leads the Brownlow votes, the possession counts, and the honours on a whole number of fronts.
Yeah, and not a bad pick at 58.
Yes, that's panned out well.
My word, it has. A few steals. Rory Laird at Adelaide has had six top three BNF finishes, won it twice. He was rookie pick five. Jack Crisp, the indestructible man, he's played 157 games in a row since he's gone to Collingwood. He was rookie pick 40. And Tom Mitchell, the Brownlow medalist, went at 21 as a father-son pick, which is always a bit misleading, the father-son picks. But he's second only to Neil in the Brownlow votes. Neil, 128. Mitchell, 114. Treloar, 81. Zorko, 80.
Pete, it's always...
We shouldn't forget Mark Blitzap. He's third in the games. He's won a couple of best at first. Rookie pick 54.
So you can do it from anywhere. That's the lesson of it, and just how far and wide it is spread as you look back year on year. It's great to do it on this particular day. Pete, thanks a lot.
We'll do it again next year, mate.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Let's make it a date. Peter Blucher, who updates those right throughout each year to give us an idea of who's best in show from their draft in the run as the years unfold. That's for Tyre Power. Draft three tyres, get your fourth free on Falcon Passenger Tyres.